and they were very, very, very different in their techniques and their rivalries, and it was quite interesting.
And you only found that out by having your man on the ground?
Well, I think you do find out a lot more by having somebody staying and just asking people questions and listening in the shop and that kind of thing.
I suppose in contemporary terms we'd call that almost like a consultation.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there's almost a slight kind of industry, because everyone's looking for, like, you know, innovative techniques to engage with people, but that's just such, you know, basing yourself, asking questions, yes, just kind of soaking up, which I think maybe there's a, we've overcomplicated it somewhat and made a kind of industry out of, because the new kind of fashionable thing for engaging communities is doing this planning charrette, which is a very intensive, very, very costly as well, very resource intensive. And I think they work in some situations, but that idea of quickly engaging people, particularly in very challenged environments, you know, there's almost doing it quickly and getting it done is wrong in some situations, and meaningful and sustained, and not overcomplicating it, so not calling it. I mean, the one we're doing a project up in Easter House I mentioned on the town centre, and we've not called it a charrette, even though that's what it is, because even that word people don't understand what it means.
It's French, isn't it?
It's French, yes.